We are doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we finished discussing the Mitzvot of business practices. When we return a lost item, so one should say, I'm preparing to perform the biblical positive commandment, Hashev Tishivim Le'achicha, one is responsible to return a lost item to one's brethren, and there's a biblical commandment, a biblical prohibition from ignoring a lost item that the Torah says, Lo tuchal li'italim. So in returning a lost item, we are in fulfillment of two biblical mitzvot. If someone sees a friend who's stumbling under a load, so when we help him, we're fulfilling, when we help load the animal, or we help with the load, we're fulfilling the biblical mitzvah, akim takim imo, help him lift the load. And the biblical prohibition that the Torah says, Lo tireh et chamo achicha, don't see your brother's donkey suffering under a load and ignore the animal's plight, rather help them out. So that's a biblical commandment, azov ta'azov imo as well. So we have two biblical commandments to help and one biblical prohibition from ignoring the animal's plight. If a person is, he's a blacksmith, so then when he does his work, he should say, I am going to do blacksmithing to do my livelihood, and I will hold myself back from making figurines of idols, which is the biblical commandment. It's one of the Ten Commandments, not to make figurines. The Torah also says the prohibition, Elohei masecha lo taselach, you're not allowed to make figurines or masks that are used for idols. And if we happen to encounter any idols come into our possession, so then we have to abolish it. The Torah forbids us leaving it in our possession, and the blacksmith should say, and if I will encounter in my profession, if I will encounter any pieces of gold or silver that are used for idols, I will wipe them out, as the Torah commands, "Lo tachmot kesef izav alehim." Don't desire the gold and silver that are on the idols, you have to destroy them. When a person is traveling and he sees a place that a miracle occurred to his forefathers, to himself, or to all of the Jewish people, he should declare, I am preparing myself to make a blessing over the miracles that were done to the Jewish people in this place, or to my forefathers, or to me. And this is a rabbinic mitzvah that Chazal aligned with the verse that Jethro, Yisro, when he came, he said, blessed is Hashem who saved you. So whenever we can fulfill a rabbinic mitzvah, we are in fulfillment of the biblical mitzvah to listen to the rabbis. So it's a rabbinic mitzvah, but it's a fulfillment of the biblical mitzvah. There are four people who have to give thanks. A person who went by sea. A lot of you are going to travel now by plane. Any plane ride requires that you make the blessing of Hagomel. After you land, when you go get an aliyah, so you make the blessing of Hagomel. Those who travel through deserts, though someone who was very ill and became better, or a person who was in captivity, he was in jail, and they could have killed him, and he made it out. And the acronym to remember it is Kol HaChayim Yodu Chasela, we say in Shmona Esrei. Chayim is Choli, he was ill. Yisurim, Yam Midbar, person who was in bondage, at sea, or in the desert. And when a person is saying thanks, he is fulfilling the rabbinic institution that they aligned with that chapter 107, Kuf Zayin in Tehillim. And whenever we do rabbinic mitzvah, we're doing two biblical mitzvot.